With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, your guest is as good as mine. We'll go serve and turn with your favorite meats and your favorite seafoods. But first time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Yes,
you've got mail.
Oh, it is. We're in March. This is kind of a conundrum. Kind of a weird way to start the emails.
What was it?
Says, Ola Bacholas, my birthday falls on the 29th of February. So most years I celebrate on March the 1st. I don't know if your rules prohibit a happy birthday in the case of non-leap years. But either way, thanks for doing what you guys do. That from Daniel. Daniel, no, it's, it's not your birthday.
It's not the 29th.
That's a problem, yeah. Here's another email. Says, Ola, gentlemen, I have a problem.
All right.
I need you to make a rule on the situation. For some reason, February 29th only comes every 4 years. Compile this with only having weekdays to get the announcement in. What is the rule with leap day babies, February 29th? May I please have a suck it up cupcake for Kaylee with a happy Chinooka? That from Bob, who's Kaylee's dad.
Man.
Wow.
That's going to be a rough conversation with your kid. But here's the good news. 2024, let us know.
Okay.
I have a buddy that's the 29th.
Yeah. Does he like it or does he hate it?
It's just easy to remember.
Well, sure.
Because it doesn't exist.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was born on the 29th.
Right.
There was one last year. I was there.
Was it a very... Okay, does that make the birthday more special, though? Because some years it's just like the birthday comes and goes. It's a birthday. It's another year, whatever. But if it's really only every 4 years...
Right. I mean...
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you turn 23 and it's cool.
But yeah, exactly.
I mean, for me as his friend, it's just easy to remember. He's one of the few birth dates I can remember off the top of my head.
Right.
Because it's literally February 29th.
I wonder if they ever mathematically, I guess they would, 20, you would get a birthday, 40, you would get a birthday, and 60, if it fell that way, right? Is that right?
But you're going to miss out. It depends.
Depends on what year you were born.
Right, but do you get your 21st ever on your actual birthday?
Do you get your 50th on the 50th? It just depends on where you fell into that window, right, of the years. Ola Bacholas, today is my son's third birthday there. He would greatly appreciate a little kid face sandwich and a happy Chinooka. Thanks, guys. That from Kirk.
Fish sandwich.
Happy Chinooka.
Ola Bacholas, today is my 23rd trip around the sun. Since my friends suck and probably won't do this for me, can I get a big old Leroy Jenkins and Coach Ted telling me how no one loves you when you're 23? Thanks. And you guys rock. That from Jake in Tacoma.
Let's do this. Leroy!
Am I missing something there with 23?
Mm-hmm, 23.
Mm-hmm. All right, nobody loves you when you're 23. I don't know, maybe you're ugly. I mean, I feel like 23 is a pretty young age. Just be out there doing stuff, meeting people. You can't be depressed. You're 23. Is that a line from a song?
Yes, but I agree.
What song is it from?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You know, Mike?
Hang on.
No one loves you when you're 23. Is this some weird like thing like back in the day, like Dean Martin?
Or is it, it's either Dean Martin
or the Beatles or
some
somebody
emo
weird
thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody loves you when you're 23.
Maybe it's like Swifty.
Who is it?
It's Blink 182. What's my age again? The line is nobody likes you when you're 23.
Oh, they're so angry then.
All right,
get me out of this cul-de-sac. I can't stand living in my parents' basement with a full bar.
Do you have 10 minutes to talk about aliens?
Mm-hmm. How about 20?
Ola Macholos, today happens to be the birthday of the friend who introduced me to your program. So why don't you wish Dodger, a happy birthday using the dirty Germans talking about bangers and what they'll do with them. Thanks, guys. That's from the lovely Natasha.
Yeah, the bangers are connected to me. The mash is connected to you.
Yeah, I suppose it's these bangers. I'm going to do what you're going to do. Puts them in my mouth. Eats them. Takes the skin off.
Yeah, skinless bangers.
Speaking of skinless bangers, on the way to work today, you know what I saw on the street?
What's that?
A used condom.
Oh, did you? Well, that's skin.
Oi.
That's not skinless.
It's always terrible.
Yeah, that's additional skin.
What bothered you? How far it was unrolled?
Yes, this had been used. So I think
there's not even a ring on this thing. He used the whole damn thing.
Damn.
Wow.
I think I just said outside, out loud, it's just gross.
Yeah.
You think they just throw it out the car window, the door in the bushes? I mean, where were you at the point that you need to just throw it there?
Remember we used to live by a place that had a lot of yelling and screaming back in the day?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It was right outside of there.
Say no more.
And that one building always has some interesting characters, so I'm like... That could have just been used. They might have just been on in the alley.
I'm thinking just in the alley.
When I used to wear a condom back in the day when I had sex, the ring bottom was so big it was like somebody was bouncing off an inner tube. You know what I'm saying? It was just so much extra condom. Good day, y'all. Pay attention. Here we want to wish, you do have to pay attention because this is the most backward-ass stuff since I've left West Virginia. We want to wish my daughter Vanessa and our son-in-law Dylan a happy birthday. Vanessa is my daughter from my second wife. Dylan is Vanessa's brother-in-law and married to Vanessa's sister Jennifer. Vanessa turns 29 and Dylan hits the big 3-0 today. So for Vanessa, can we get Coach Ted giving advice for a feisty 28-year-old woman? And for Dylan, who is a huge gun fanatic. Thanks, guys. Much appreciated. That from the Elk Plain Drifter, Amy, Kim, and Jennifer.
That's a lot of people. I'm completely confused. All right, well, if you're turning 28, I say you better live it up. Because 2 years from now, you'll be 30. It's much harder for ladies to find men in their 30s.
They're all taken. The good ones.
Yeah, well, you got to wait till 35 when they get divorced. Anyhow, it's another birthday. The guy likes guns. Just remember, it's always loaded. Don't point at nothing you don't want to kill.
Not bad advice. Gentlemen, today is my 28th birthday. I don't expect anyone's going to email. I'm way out here in beautiful Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
Got hooked on your show when you guys were syndicated on Z-Rock 103. I've been listening ever since. I have a slightly odd request that I've never noticed anyone ask for before. So how about a Here Comes the Dope Pusher, followed by Mike hitting as many sound clips at once as possible, like overlapping and stuff. Thanks, bitches, and happy Chinooka. That from Patrick in Lexington, Kentucky.
Here comes the dope pusher!
I just
Sounds like a riot.
Wow.
Jesus, man. Crazy. What? You gotta save that.
That's a lot.
Sounds like a mob. But Cholos, I want to wish this, my soon-to-be husband, Alex, a very happy 32nd birthday today. I love you, baby. Going to get it, your penis is too small. And the dirty German's talking about doing that thing that he likes tonight. Thanks, guys. That from Taylor.
Yeah, I think for his birthday, you let him do that thing that he likes. You're going to have to buy some extra Astroglide.
Yeah, it seems crazy that he's doing something. Seems like she should be doing the things that he likes.
Applying the Astroglide.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we should get a contestant on the line, by the way, for your guess as good as mine. Let's take caller 9 right now, 206-421-ROCK. Sorry, I forgot. Couple more birthdays. Guys, is it too late to get a shout-out? I want to wish James a happy 32nd birthday. He loves the dirty Germans and is in Tennessee, so we'll have to celebrate another day. That from the lovely Jolene. So he's in Tennessee, and his name is James.
Yeah, Tennessee James. Not only is your name Tennessee James, it's also the name of the most dangerous sex move known in the United States. The Tennessee James.
Yeah, so I got involved in that one night. Just woke up in the hospital with 3 venereal diseases.
Yeah, it's odd. It requires more than 7 people.
Yeah.
But not all of them can have their full complement of limbs.
Yeah, so it's the Tennessee James, the Memphis Mike.
Yeah.
Guys, birthday shout out to my best friend Kyle. He's 37 years old today. How about Coach Ted talking about Kyle's new girlfriend and fingering those piano keys? Thank you, guys. That from Jacob.
Boy, she's a weird name.
All right, Kyle, I see you got yourself a girlfriend that knows how to play the piano. Sounds good for a lot of people. Why? Because there's different colored keys. So I'm glad she's spreading it around.
Yeah, tickle the ivories or the ebonies.
Yeah, either way, just tickle them and make it nice.
Guys, let's find it out that the Black Keys were smaller.
Give us this.
Oh, I have this one. Yes.
All right, give us this one.
Yeah. You can tell the piano I created.
Guys, say I want to wish my dad, Tab, a very happy 45th birthday. How about a big old bong rip? And the Dirty Germans talking about getting older and a special blue pill. That from his kids, Tab, Tim, Brittany, and Aaron. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thanks to the magic little blue pill, I'll be able to treat you like your namesake, the soda. Open you up and drink you in.
Yeah, this pill is magical and it's been helping a lot of people. I think it's a great thing. If you still want to do it, now you can.
Yeah, do you remember when they first released the pill? They kept saying, it is not a recreational drug. And we thought, that is the only thing that it is a recreational drug.
For hanging clothes?
Right. Like, what do you mean it's not a recreation?
What else are you going to use it for?
Like, it's to have sex.
Coat hanger.
You say it's about sex. This is as recreational of a drug as a recreational drug gets.
You're having a party, right? There's a bunch of people coming over. You know, everyone looks for a place to put their coat. Typically, they just get up on your bed.
Yeah.
You stand there. You're ready. You just hang as many coats on there as you can.
What time of year is it?
It's winter, but you'll be okay.
Take two. That's a lot of coats. That's heavy.
It's going to be heavy coats, but you'll be up to the challenge.
I like it. I like the idea of it being in the spring. Put a couple hoodies on there.
There you go. Just put the hood right on there.
So come on in. Enjoy yourself. Get a beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Go upstairs. Ted's up there. Just hanging on his...
hanging on his penis. Right. You can't miss him. He's right by the front door.
All right, guys. Here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
All right, thank you, Robin. Time for a little Your Guess is as Good as Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant there, and from there, you pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play Your Guess is as Good as Mine.
Hello, Sam. Welcome to the Men's Room.
What's up, boys?
Hola! Sam, welcome to the program, and your guess is as good as mine. We've got a couple categories here for you to choose from. First, we have, Sam, the 10 most favorite seafoods of all times. Then we have for you, as we do our surf and turf here, we have the top 10 meats. Now, one thing you need to know is they took all meat into consideration on this one, and this list actually includes some of your favorite meats, but it also includes 3 crustaceans.
Ooh.
Okay.
So from the seafood variety. They're just part of our favorite meats in general. Sure. They make the list. So, Sam, you want to go top 10 meats or top 10 favorite seafoods?
Let's go meats.
Meats for Sam.
We have the meats.
All right, Sam, you know how the game is played. There are 10 of our favorite meats here. You need to get as many right in said category before 3 strikes and you're out. Yes, this was an online poll. Mm-hmm. It is from the citizens of the United States of America. They were asked what their 10 favorite meats were. And again, we have the top 10. 3 of those, once again, are crustaceans and seafood. There are no other fish-related meats on the list.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so what's your first guess, Sam? These are the best 10 meats.
Well, let's get a crustacean out of the way and say lobster.
Lobster's number 7. Very good.
Let's go.
I can't believe that was a little bit higher, but whatever. Lobster's pretty tasty.
I think the other two are better.
I mean, I would think crabs and shrimp would be the other two.
To me, those have got to be the other two, right?
Yeah, let's go crab.
You want to go crab? Number 9.
Oh,
crab is the 9th favorite meat.
That's
You've gotten
lower.
2 out of the 3 crustaceans, and so far 2 out of 10. Sam, no strikes against you.
And yeah, I like Thrill's idea of shrimp.
Let's go shrimp and prawns at number 5. All right, it's all land-based meat
it's
from here.
Me. Yeah, that was all you.
All me.
Yeah. Sam, no strikes against you. What's your next guess in the top 10 meats?
So are we talking like pork, sausage, chicken, or are we talking like, a brat as the type?
Well, they're all meats. You probably say chicken.
I would stick with the beef. I would stick with the animal that is concerned. So, if you're talking about a brat, that comes from a pig. My guess would be pig.
Oh, you're not my sheep brat.
Let's go pig, then.
Let's go pig at number 3. That is correct. Pig is your 3rd favorite meat.
Where was shrimp, Miles?
Shrimp was number 5.
All right.
Still high for me personally.
Okay. Beef and chicken got to be on there, right?
Yeah, let's go chicken.
Chicken is your number one favorite meat. Everyone loves chicken, and it's easily number one, Sam. So far, no strikes against you. You're halfway to home. You've got 5 of the 10 favorite meats in chicken, pig, shrimp, lobster, and crab. What is your next guess?
We're rolling. Let's go cow.
Beef, number 2. There you go. It's what's for dinner. Sam, you're killing it. You're 60% of the way to home. There are 4 meats remaining, and you have no strikes against you.
This is my personal, but I would say lamb. I don't know.
Lamb's delicious.
It is tremendous.
I love that stuff.
I like that. Let's go lamb.
Let's go lamb, because lamb is number 6.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know why it makes me so happy. It has no impact on my life.
Sam, 7 out of 10. No strikes. I believe you have this.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think of more meat.
Are there any fish on there? Or is it just
we've
a crust?
Covered all
yeah,
the crust.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we're only dealing with 4 legs.
Ooh, duck, yeah. Ooh.
I mean, it lives
okay,
in the
okay, let's go duck. That sounds good. Ted coming in with the wild card.
Ah, that's a great wild card, yes.
You credit for that.
I'm not as good as when Thrill suggests stuff.
Well, no. I mean, keep your expectations where they should be.
1 strike against you, Sam. 3 meats remaining.
What do you think of Mike?
I'm feeling, you know, I started looking at, like, deli sandwiches and whatnot. Or turkey might be on there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Turkey. Ooh. Okay, let's go turkey.
Let's. Turkey's number 4. Sam, you're 8 out of 10.
Oh,
with chicken, beef, pig, turkey, shrimp, lamb, lobster, and crab, you have 1 strike against you, 2 meats remaining.
I'm trying to think of some more deli meats.
Wait, most of them are pork-based is the problem, right?
Yeah.
We covered chicken, we covered turkey. And this is just the U.S. So, like, horse is out, dog is out, crickets are out.
Mm-hmm. And we're not talking, we don't got any, like, of those vegetable fake meats on there or nothing, right?
Nothing like that.
Well, people would some actually have to like those.
Mm-hmm. We're looking for the meats.
Mm.
Man, this is tough.
I'm trying to think of any more meats.
All right, now, there's some meats out there, all right? So people are suggesting things like venison. I know a lot of people like venison.
Yeah.
I don't personally, I don't know how people that love it, but I don't know if it's popular everywhere.
Yeah, it's also kind of
delicious.
I'm not saying this, but there's a lot of moose stuff going on out there. There's all kinds of meats out there.
Yeah, oh, venison might be there. It's a very U.S. thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, bison. That could be on there. Miles, don't ever look me in the eyes again when you say moose stuff going on. Moose stuff.
Moose drool.
I don't know why. That just like, don't say that to me, man.
Sam, what do you think? Need a guess here.
Let's go venison.
Let's go venison. It's number 10.
Oh, deer.
All right.
Yeah, deer is on the list. There's 1 minute remaining, Sam.
What about rabbits?
Rabbit? Who's eating a rabbit?
No way.
Rabbits. A lot of people do.
Some other bison and goat. They keep showing up.
I like rabbit.
Mm. And I got 2 strikes, eh?
You have 1 strike.
1 strike. Thrill, do you have a suggestion for him?
You know, maybe go goat or bison. I mean, that's what everyone's sending in.
I'll try bison.
Bison!
No!
Oh, yeah. 1 remaining. 1 strike left. Well, so far, you've got deer, crab, lobster, lamb, shrimp, turkey, pig, beef, chicken. These are America's favorite meats. There is 1 meat that remains. Can you guess that meat?
Did you say turkey? You got turkey.
Turkey's on the list.
What do you guys think about a game hen?
Ooh, a Cornish game hen. Oh, it's a smaller chicken.
It's a tiny chicken.
Yeah, I just don't know. Man, oh, man. I don't know. A lot of people suggesting elk. I just don't know. Venison, maybe.
Or moose, maybe.
Maybe moose.
We back to that moose stuff?
I'd go moose. That's just me. I would go moose.
A lot of moose stuff going on.
Moose stuff, then.
Let's do moose.
Let's do moose!
Oh!
Oh! Oh, so close, Sam. Moose seems like such a good call. Here are America's top 10 favorite meats. Number 1 is chicken, followed by beef at number 2, pig at number 3, turkey at 4, shrimp at 5, lamb comes in at 6, as well as lobster at 7, goat. At number 8.
Okay.
That's the one that Sam missed, followed by crab at 9 and deer at 10. Shot of the Day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, there are two men in Georgia that bought 10 Happy Meals to get the Pokemon toy collection inside and then threw all the food on the floor. After that, employees confronted them and they pulled a shotgun on them.
Good Lord.
Like, just take the food and drive away.
I want my toys, player.
Remember, they sell more toys than anybody else in the world.
They do. Goodness gracious. There's a team of divers that stole 185 gallons of beer off the ocean floor that was left there to age by breweries.
Well, here's the thing. You can leave it there to age, but you can't tell anyone.
Right.
I mean, if I had known, I might have been part of that crew.
Is that a thing, though, to just send beer off the Pacific coast?
I don't think so. I'm sure it was some special thing they were doing. But once you get that word out, like,
ocean-aged beer.
That just, maybe it's good.
Yeah, and if I was diving out there and I saw a few kegs sitting there on the ocean.
Grab your snorkels.
Right, exactly.
Because that's the other thing. You might not know that it's there for that particular. You're just like, oh my God, like a ship dumped all this crap or something.
Something went wrong and they just dumped a bunch of beer down here. I'm in. A writer found the exact location of the landscape used on the Windows XP desktop background. The one that, like, everybody knows. It's that nice little rolling green hill with the beautiful blue sky. You know, like the trademark Windows XP background. Yeah, somebody actually found that landscape.
Huh.
Where was it?
That's a good question for somebody who's working on it.
All right.
Because I'm interested, too. You'd think that we would just know where that was. Because somebody took that picture, and so, you know where it's at.
How much money do you think they made off of that picture? You think it's a one-time deal where Microsoft just says, hey, here's a flat rate, we're going to pop it back there? Or is it like getting royalties, man?
You know? I feel like it's just a flat rate. Just like, hey, we just need a regular background here. We'll buy this package.
How about the person that came up with the default ringtone on a cell phone?
Oh, yeah.
Like, somebody wrote that piece of garbage and hopefully made bank on that.
Right.
I think it just depends on the person.
What do you mean?
Well, because sometimes you'll hear stories about people invented something and making a ton of money. Sometimes they don't get a dime from it.
Right.
You know? It's like I seen Billy Blanks in those commercials, and I was saying to my buddy, like, I'm sure he did well. And he's like, why? Because he was the face of it? I was like, great call. Great call.
Tybo. Mm-hmm. Did you do Tybo? I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the chick in that commercial, goodness. The one he's dancing with up there?
Oh, they're training, dude.
What's that?
They're training. They're not dancing.
Maybe you like Tybo. Right. Yeah, I'm sorry. They're training. They're doing Tybo. Either way, she is so hot.
Police in the UK busted a crack house because the line was so long to get in.
Ah! Well, they were doing COVID testing or taking everyone's temperature at the door. Right. And
that's some good crack.
I'm about to say, how good's your crack house that you got a line out the door?
Pretty good.
Got bouncers in front of it like a club.
I mean, the cops just like, what are you guys in line for?
Right.
When everyone says nothing, like, all right, get a warrant.
Not crack. Why are you all so itchy?
Does anybody have lotion?
There's a 12-year-old girl in Florida facing charges for selling stun guns to her classmates.
How did she get stun guns?
That's kind of what I'm wondering.
Amazon.
There's a deeper investigation needed to be had here.
Right, like, it's not stun so much guns? She's selling them. Like,
I've heard of
right.
a taser.
Right.
Is that a rubber bullet gun? What is a stun gun?
I think that
a
is,
beanbag gun?
It is some sort of electric gun, I believe.
No, yeah, stun gun.
Yeah, it's more in line with a taser. But still, yeah. How does she have access to so many of these?
Right, to where she's selling enough of them where we need to get the police involved.
Hey. Ooh, it sounds like daddy's been doing something in the garage.
But I feel like it's an easy sell. Because, like, if you don't buy this from me, I'm going to beat your ass.
There you go.
The way to prevent me from doing it is to have a stun gun. It's up to you.
Man, I can't imagine it's that hard to get most stuff now with just the way people order stuff to home.
But oh, just yeah. to have it in bulk.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, even if she ordered it in bulk from Amazon, she's what, 12?
Yes.
Yeah, so I still feel like parents would be like, man, that's a noticeably high charge.
She's got a future, man. She knows how to go wholesale and sell that stuff.
She'll be just fine.
There's an invention resurfacing that captures and freezes your tears while you're crying and then lets you shoot them back at the person that made you cry. Apparently this thing came out a few years ago and now it's making a comeback.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
A little bit. That's a little bit on the petty side.
Got shot in the face with my wife's tear.
Right. I don't know. Maybe you deserve to cry. Maybe you were wrong.
Yeah, maybe you just need to cry.
Right. Doggone it.
It seems weird you're shooting them back at people.
Am I going to shoot Billy D. Williams and James Caan because I watched Brian's song? No.
I killed him with my tears.
I got reference.
Shoot the owners of Marley because goddamn died, right?
The book was much sadder.
Apparently it was. I have visual confirmation of this.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what's wrong? I read this book. I'm like, just turn around and left.
And what if you were crying because it was just something heartfelt? And it was nice.
You can still shoot.
Like you get it, like somebody gives you a gift.
How dare you?
And it's like, all right, well, I'm going to shoot you now.
Yeah, but you're shooting a happy tear. It's much
all
different.
All right, all right.
Are you ready for this? Edible crayons are about to be a thing.
Hey, I got news for you. They've been a thing.
I know. I was going to say.
I don't familiar. Know about the kids you went to school with, but they seem
that's
pretty
the thing.
Edible.
Is this sending the wrong message? Hey, you can
yes.
color and then eat them.
Because kids already eat crayons for the obvious reason.
Right.
They look delicious. I mean, if you're a kid, you don't know. Of course you eat a crayon. Right. It'll taste great. They won't care. Don't encourage. It's like saying we now have edible Tide Pods.
Right. We don't want this behavior. That's like right. those dog toys that are like, they look like shoes. Stop.
They have dog toys that look like shoes.
Have you not seen those?
No.
Oh, yeah. They're little squeaky toys in the shape of shoes.
So I feel weird that my wife got my dog a dog toy that looks like me.
Exactly. Little voodoo dog toy.
Filled up with beef.
Mm-hmm. A new study ranked the cutest dog breeds using the golden ratio. Speaking to dogs.
The golden ratio.
The golden ratio.
What is the golden ratio?
It's basically how symmetrical their face, ears, tongue, and other features are. And we actually do have the top 10 right here. So
is it more the beauty in the eye of the beholder as far as what you think?
No, it's the golden ratio.
No, man.
Okay.
These are scientifically proven to be the cutest dogs.
Okay.
The
golden ratio
minds.
Would apply to something like a spiral.
Oh, okay.
If you do a perfect spiral, it's a golden.
There you go. So what do you guys think would be on the top 10 list of the cutest dogs out
not
there?
Pugs, cutest. Not bulldogs.
Thank you.
I don't know, golden retrievers?
Okay, not a bad one.
Maybe some small dogs?
Miles is thinking hard. Mr. Hill, any dogs?
I'm saying like a straight shepherd, man. Give me like a German shepherd.
Oh, Miles,
shepherd.
What are those horrible dogs? You had two of them.
Beagles.
Beagles?
Yeah. I mean,
they're
a
cute dogs,
cute
man.
Dogs.
Three.
Cute dogs.
They're
three.
Just... They're
tough. Spinone. I don't know what a spinone is.
It's an Italian dog.
All right.
Oh, hey.
These are the cutest.
Slacks. I got to wear two pairs of slacks because I got four legs.
These are the cutest dogs. According to science number 10, Teddy nailed it with the golden retriever.
All right, yeah. Everybody likes a golden.
Oh, yeah, man.
You ever met a mean golden retriever that wasn't just friendly and
aren't
nice?
They the biteiest?
You know, man, maybe they are, but I've never met one that wasn't friendly.
Yeah.
They're at least like in the top three of it. People aren't scared of
them. No kidding.
Yeah, so people don't complain about things they're not scared about, but if it's about dog bites, yeah, retrievers are way toward the top.
Maybe
of the
it's
list.
Because the percentage of people who own them.
Maybe.
Like so many people own a Chihuahua. Not that they're not, you know.
And
nippy.
I wonder,
But, you know what I mean? There's just so many people around.
I'm just saying, man. Who
I
knows?
Wonder if people are so shocked that a golden retriever bites them that they remember it more, and so that they would actually say that.
Maybe the goldens are just biting people. We just give them a pass because we like them.
Maybe.
We
like them.
They're cute. They're fun.
Right. Pitbull looks like a pitbull. He
so
bites
if it
somebody.
Bites you right now, kill it.
Cutest dog breeds number 9, the St. Bernard.
Now, that's
love
not cute.
A St. Bernard.
He's 400 pounds. I mean, that'd be cute.
I don't think they're ugly, but to me it's like looking at Wilford Brimley. If Wilford Brimley were a dog.
I just think after you get over 100 pounds, a dog's not cute.
You'd still
it's
be cute.
It's just a big dog. Great Dane, right?
All right.
Not cute. Very majestic. Very
no,
good-looking
man.
Dog.
Not
majestic.
St. Bernards are cute and fluffy. You ever seen a puppy St. Bernard? They're absolutely adorable.
But it's yeah, a pup. I'm with Miles.
I get it.
Like, St. Bernard's a good-looking dog. I just don't know why I use the word cute because it's so big.
Cute, to me, means, like, baby. Cute. You know okay. what I'm saying?
I like that we're screaming the word cute and adorable.
Cute.
They're cute. No, it's adorable.
I don't know. You think that big of a dog isn't cute.
Right.
It's like a little angel with fur.
Can you call somebody cute that rolls around with a barrel of booze on them? Around their neck?
Look.
Yes.
Cute means they can sit on your lap. If it starts to hurt, dog, person, whatever. Not cute.
Maybe, dog or
maybe
person.
Maybe attractive. Not cute.
Yeah. Cutest dog breeds number 8, the Rottweiler. That one is probably the first one here that I disagree with.
I don't think they're cute.
All right.
And that's a bigger dog.
I like Rottweilers. I used to be afraid of them when I was a kid, that I grew up and realized that they were the pit bull of the era, and now I just like them.
Yeah,
they're nice
fun.
Dogs. Yeah.
Right.
They're pretty
it's
dogs.
The owner more than the dog. But yeah, I think they're very pretty, but I would not call them cute.
Agreed. Agreed.
You pretty.
Number 7, the Jack Russell.
Yeah,
they're cute.
They're mean.
They're annoying. But they're cute.
They're not mean.
Yeah, they are.
No. They're annoying. They're jerks. They're not mean.
Well,
they just yell at everything.
My dog, Tigger, any chance he got, he'd break out of the house if you left the door open. He'd run down to the street. There was a Jack Russell named Zuzu. You had to get down there quick, man. He'd already be putting in work.
Oh, really?
Oh, he loved that.
So Tigger thinks that.
I mean, it was a problem. Like, no, don't do that to their dog.
Cutest dog breeds. Number 6, I'm going to screw this up, the Samoyed. Samoyed.
That is one of those big, white, fluffy dogs that kind of have a, they're more of a winter kind of look to them.
Oh, okay.
It looks like it could be like
kind of like a giant Malamute.
Oh, yeah, but they're all
white.
Things.
They're just white. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I mean, it's like if someone said, draw a picture of a dog, like this would be.
Oh, yeah.
That's what dogs look
fluffy,
like.
Fluffy, white dog.
I never knew that's what they were called.
The quintessential dog.
They get dirty easy.
Who is that? I have a picture of a woman holding them. I'm just like, well,
I'll take the one in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah. Cutest dog breeds, number 5, the Basset Hound.
The Basset Hound?
Yeah,
oh, what's the Basset? Is that a wiener dog?
It's like a wiener dog that got bigger and then melted.
It's like looking at a real drunk old man at the
that's
bar.
Right. They got the ears that tend to go all the way down to the ground, and they'll step on their ears on the dog.
I'm
time.
On it. There
yeah, I'm
we
looking
go.
Them up.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of cute.
Oh,
it's
well,
pathetic looking.
No,
but
they're
it's
not
cute.
Do not say that they're cute.
Got a lot of skin.
I don't want one. They're not cute.
Oh yeah, I see. He's like the famous dopey looking dog.
Yeah.
That is just a sad.
And they howl
sad
at everything.
Thing.
They're loud.
But not, don't they? I think they were bred to hunt small animals inside of like underground.
It might have been. I think that was the Dachshund, too, but yeah. Something like that. They're hound dogs. Cutest dog breeds, number 4, the Labrador.
I love labs.
Okay, yeah.
Nothing wrong with a lab,
that
man.
That one I agree with.
Regular absolutely. Labs, Chesapeake Bay Labs, Chocolate Labs, Brown Labs.
Meth Labs. They should name a dog the Meth Lab.
Meth Lab.
Just mentioned tufts of fur.
It's very, very active.
Right.
Gonna walk the dog like 8 times a day.
Does not sleep. But
never gets
doesn't
it.
Eat oh, man. Much. Cutest dog breeds, number 3, the Wire Fox Terrier.
Hold on.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, see, we're looking at pictures of all these animals over here.
We had to.
The Wire Fox Terrier.
Just don't know them by name.
You recognize it.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of the schnauzer looking dog.
I
right?
know that dude.
Yeah. I mean.
Looks like he's got a beard, and he's from Ireland. He wants to tell you something.
Is
he
it your
like,
wise old dog, Ted?
He's the guy that only drinks. He's the guy that only drinks Guinness.
He's the guy that plays Santa Claus every year at the mall because he already looks like Gandalf. That's basically what I'm
if
looking
that
at.
Dog smoked, he'd smoke a pipe.
Without a doubt.
Number 2 of the cutest dog breeds.
That dog does other dogs' taxes.
And family counseling.
Yeah, oh, come in here, fellas. I understand you have a problem in the litter.
Number 2 of the cutest dog breeds, the Irish Water Spaniel. I thought it'd be the Irish Wolfhound.
Water Spaniel.
The Irish Water Spaniel.
Irish Water Spaniel. All right.
Okay, they are cute.
That's
cute little boy there. That's cute dog.
That's
cute
your dog. Stoner buddy. Yay, man. I got all the good stuff, bro.
Any final guesses as to what the cutest dog breed is out there?
Is it a poodle?
A poodle. Mr. No. Hill.
I'm going to say people pick a French goddamn bulldog.
The Frenchie. Mr. Smith.
Sticking with the French, I'll go with a Papillon.
The Papillon. This is, according to science, the cutest dog breed. Y'all didn't get it right. Got to follow the firefighters for them Dalmatians.
Dalmatians.
All right.
You don't know that. Now you don't say Dalmatians.
Now that I think about it, honest to God, the Corgi.
Yeah, Corgi
cute dog.
That
How did the Corgi not meet?
Because they're psychotic.
Well, but a lot of people have them. They're cute
they
dogs.
Are. They're absolutely nuts.
No, look at that.
Oh, good. They're so cute. No, they have little cute. Fluffy
That's
butts.
Like the definition of cute, isn't it?
It's like half rabbit, half dog.
Yeah.
The
Corgi?
As cute as
oh, yeah.
Is.
They look cute, but they suck.
Did you have one?
No, but I know of them, and they suck.
Why? Maybe, what happened to you?
Yeah.
They're psychotic,
what
man.
What happened to you?
They're nuts, and they're mean.
Okay, but
they're
what,
not fun.
You, it's okay. What happened to you? We're in the tree.
Nothing happened to me.
What happened? Show us on the doll where it touched you.
I have just heard really bad things about corgis.
Really?
Yes.
Have you ever had a personal experience with one?
No.
So you're judging by someone else's experience, and you're that adamant
yes,
about this?
Yes, because I don't want one in my house. A golfer in Florida lost his ball.
And then great he
lost
dogs, Ted.
There we go.
They're great dogs, Ted. And they're all dogs, Inca. Companions, go ahead. What'd you say?
A golfer in Florida lost his ball.
Then he lost his life.
I will tell you how 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. And Corey, you would be a great companion.
No!
In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for profile this. We will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK if we made it to drinking time.